Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
The Summer Olympic Games opening ceremony set to begin in about 6 hours on the River Seine and a stadium in Paris this morning. Reports of a coordinated attack on European high-speed rail that has snarled travel for folks in and around the host city. We get to all of it here. Live from Paris, ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera is with us this morning. Ines, I don't know from where you sit, but how big of a deal is this travel mess now? ABC reporting a series of fires slowing, if not halting, some rail travel.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's a big concern. We're talking about this massive arson attack on the railway system. The French rail company SNCF says there were a number of fires set at different railway stations around the country. Officials are saying the attacks were meant to damage installations and destabilize the railway system. They are calling it a coordinated attack. They say that in some places, cables were also cut. High-speed rail lines seem to have been the target. And even the Eurostar train from London has been affected. So in all, over 800,000 passengers have been affected. The rail network says it'll take all weekend to repair. So this is going to have, you know, a major impact on the number of tourists who are hoping to Paris in time for the opening ceremony this evening.
Well, apparently it's supposed to be an attendance record for these games. And as we were just talking to some folks here from Wisconsin who traveled, like, I have to imagine it's really crowded there.
Yeah, I mean, ticket sales for the games this year have beat an all-time record. So we are looking at 8.7 million tickets with another million sold for the Paralympics. They're expecting anywhere from 11 to 15 million tourists to attend the Olympics, you know, in all over the whole duration. So it's a big deal. Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a buzz here on the streets of Paris, lots of excitement, lots of security as well. So lots of checkpoints, lots of, you know, members of the military, police officers who've been deployed to try and ensure that everything, you know, goes smoothly, because these are going to be very unique games. You've got the opening ceremony that's going to be held on the Seine, on the river. That's the first time in history that the opening ceremony will have been held outside of a stadium. You've got the events themselves that are going to be held at different venues all around town, at these iconic landmarks. So you're going to have beach volley at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, for instance. You're going to have fencing just outside of the monument where Napoleon was laid to rest. So it's really an Olympics that's going to be kind of spread out across town. And so security-wise, it's going to be hard to, ensure everyone's safety. So that's why you're seeing this ramped-up security presence on the streets of Paris.
Do we know where the torch is right now?
The torch is in the Paris region, so it's been on this incredible journey. It's one of my kind of favorite aspects of all this, Olympic stuff so far. It's been on this incredible journey all around France. It was first lit in Greece, and it traveled all around France, and it went to these distant French territories, to French Guiana and French islands in the Caribbean and as far as French Polynesia. And then it came back to France, and it is now in the Paris region. It was just at the Versailles Chateau, and it will be, you know, of course, the opening ceremony is going to culminate with the Olympic torch lighting the Olympic cauldron, which will be lit for the duration of the games, and that will mark the kind of official beginning of the games.
We're talking with Ines de la Cotera of ABC News. She is live with us in Paris this morning. Americans to watch tonight, Ines, it's tennis star Coco Gauff and the NBA's senior statesman LeBron James, the U.S. flag bearers.
That's right. Yeah, so they're both doing it together, which is a really, really fun twist. So Gauff said it was a big surprise for her. She actually spoke to some of my colleagues at ABC yesterday. She was very sweet, clearly very excited. She told us she's never met LeBron, but, she kind of seems scared to approach him, and she said she's concerned about the height difference, which I think is going to be something to watch. He's so tall, and so she's worried she'll be too short standing next to him holding the flag together, but it's a big deal. She's the first tennis player to do it, so she says she's super grateful to her Team USA teammates for nominating her.
Ines de la Cotera, ABC News correspondent, will be talking with you through these games. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So NBC will have live coverage at 11 o'clock our time of the opening ceremony. And then primetime coverage, so they kind of reset it and do it up. You want to just settle in with your popcorn. That starts at 6:30
tonight.
That'll
be nice and edited, all the best parts.
They'll be cleaned up, right? Yeah, a little commentary and such.
Snoop Dogg, by the way.
That's at 6:30 tonight on Channel 4.
He's grabbing the torch. He gets a little torch
at some point today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I asked for new music. This is not better.